Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that should grasp the attention of each and every one of us. The question is, can God hate? Does God hate anything? Does God hate anyone? We hear the slogan today, God is love, and He is. We hear the mindset being trumped today that whatever we do, God still loves me, and it doesn't make any difference. We find in the scripture where we're admonished to love one another. We're admonished to love our wives. We're admonished to even love our enemies. We're admonished again and again to love God with all of our whole heart, soul, and mind. We are admonished to walk in love. That is to carry out all that we do in a sense of love. So can God hate? Does God hate? The God that loves, and love is one of the major attributes of God. So can God hate? Does God hate? We're talking about the answer to that. And the answer to that question is yes. In fact, in Proverbs 6, verse 16 through 19, it states very clearly 7 things that God hates, and we're looking at them one by one. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood and Pastor Buster, yes, he's here with you today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, good. I am happy for your emphasis today. I'm really grateful for it because it has been on my mind. I have been thinking about it. Thinking about God's love. That is emphasized a lot. But we know that the ingratitude not to return that love, to ignore the love of God, and we know that we feel the pressure as believers. We feel we are being oppressed, as it were, by the state of our culture, that it is in hostility towards God. It is hope and rebellion against God, and that we realize that our culture is in trouble. So focusing, he tells us in his word the things he hates. We know he's not pleased with our culture, with where things are gone. And the emphasis is exactly what I have been thinking on. The thing we need most of all, if we are to get out of the rut we are now in as a culture, and as cultures throughout the regions, different, it's the same thing, as it were. Exactly what is, I think the number one thing among the things God ate is pride of heart. And we know that the only way our culture will get out of the rut we are in is if we can humble ourselves. Is humility. He will not despise a broken and a contrite spirit. And if my people, or even the believers, if my people who are called, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their evil ways. So we know that pride and arrogance is a real problem. And we're not going to get any help unless we can bow in humility, acknowledge our sinfulness or rebellion, and turn from our evil ways and cry out to God. We know we have a prayer hearing God who is very merciful and compassionate. And if we would humble ourselves, he would intervene. So really, we know this is the heart of our problem today.
Absolutely.
Get our culture, get our leaders to humble themselves and get away from their walk, arrogance in their pride and in their walk before God and their attitude, making themselves God. It's unbearable, as it were. Thank you very much.
Lily, thank you so much. Before you go, Pastor Davis, would you respond to, in fact, I believe what Lily just got through saying, we could almost say is a preached message. How do you respond to her statements, and what are your responses and thoughts to that?
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, first of all, we need to understand that before we can put God on trial,
right,
or his word, we need to understand who God is, his
right.
very essence, his mm-hmm. nature.
Right.
In fact, before we can hate anyone, and this is what causes us to classify people, as I said before the mm-hmm. break, and, well, it used to be many classifications, but now it's kind of broken down to two, the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And those that are Christian are now considered, as what you're saying about the Bible, hate speech.
Amen.
But with Lily's analysis of that, I believe was an overall all-encompassing, and I am so delighted that, and I'm prayerful that others that are listening pick up on that and embrace that, the realization that, yes, we're in a deep, deep, deep declension, but there's a need to turn back to God, to recognize yeah. sin, confess yeah. sin, and ask God to heal our land. Lily, thank you so much for your call,
yeah.
and thank you for
yeah.
your observation and for your input today. God bless you. Keep
Amen.
Looking up.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you so much. So, Pastor, we're talking about the fact that pride is the key thing that God lists here. But then the second thing is, it is. I'm saying that with a laughing heart, because the next thing is a lying tongue. And if pride God uses as the overall umbrella for what he's saying of the seven things that he hates in chapter 6, verse 16 through 19. If God is using pride as the umbrella for that, all of these other things fall under it. And a lying tongue. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in several places in the scripture, and in Revelation chapter 21, verse 27, it lists some of the ones that will not inherit heaven. And there shall in no wise enter into it, talking about heaven, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The pastor, you find in Revelation 21:27, you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6 and following, you find verses 9, 10, and 11 in particular, that is, you find in that list those that are liars. And also you find in the Galatians text, dealing with the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of the flesh, share with us your thoughts on that, of how this falls in that category. A lying tongue.
Amen. So when we look at the fruit of the Spirit, this is what he said. He said in Galatians 5:16, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh."
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these things that we talked about, the pride and all these different things like that, comes as a result of the lust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fleshly works cannot please God.
That's right.
We have to know this as Christians. We have to be spiritual. We have to walk in the Spirit, and this is what the Scripture is telling us. He said, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, so, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the thing that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law."
Mm-hmm.
So, understand now, he's telling us not to walk in the flesh. And when he gets down to verse number 19, he gives you the results of walking in the flesh. It's just the flip side of the fruit of the Spirit. He said, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, the old people used to tell us, this is why I love, amen. I thank God for where I came at.
That's right.
When I came up, when Christ saved me, at the time that he saved me, thank God I got my religion in time.
Amen.
1985, because there was a great group of elders that I had the privilege to serve under, and they taught me a lot of things. They used to call this the 17 ways to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at all of these things that's listed in this section that I just got finished reading about, these are things that are an abomination in the sight of God. When you look at abomination, that means God, he can't stand this. He won't tolerate it. He won't put up with it. Mm-hmm. He's got a zero tolerance for sin. So in order for us to separate ourselves from this, it goes down and tells us what we need to do by telling us what the fruit of the Spirit is. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I warn brothers and sisters in Christ about every day. You have to crucify your flesh every day. If you don't, that flesh will have you walking in areas where you never thought that you would walk before. You would be so far out there until you wonder, how did you get this far out there yourself? So it's a dangerous thing for us to get ourselves in a situation like this, because again, we're talking about the seven things altogether. Mm-hmm. Six things he doesn't like, but there are seven altogether that God simply will not tolerate.
And says it's an abomination.
Amen.
And when a part of that lust of the flesh, part of that dealing in the flesh and living in the flesh, is that of pride. It's that of lying tongue. And God's word says there are seven things that he hates. Number one is a proud look. That's pride. Number two is a lying tongue. That's telling lies. In fact, in James chapter 3, verse 5, the scripture says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among the members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. And Pastor, I've seen people that can chew you up and spit you out with the tongue.
Amen.
And
amen.
The James text is very, very clear in James 3, 5, and 6 and following, that the tongue is set on fire from hell. And God's word says that that lying tongue, telling lies, using the tongue that God created we need to use to praise him and to honor him and to witness for him, is a lying tongue. That's one of the seven things that God hates. We're asking the question, can God hate? Does God hate? And the answer to that question is yes. When you analyze Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19, he hates pride. He hates the lying tongue. And the scripture says in that text, Pastor, hands that shed innocent blood, that's murder.
Amen.
Murder.
Amen.
God created life, and man has no authority to take life. But ladies and gentlemen, if God hates murder, God hates the one that's committing the murder in relationship to abortion today. And yet we have, I believe the number is some 75 million since Roe versus Wade in 1973, of lives that have been crushed out, smothered out in the mother's womb. Murder in the mother's womb. Murder. Ladies and gentlemen, millions and millions, and yet the scripture says, thou shalt not kill. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about are the seven things that God hates.
Amen.
And if God hates them, we need to hate them as a believer. And fourthly, wicked schemes, a heart that deceiveth imaginations, a heart that deceiveth wicked imaginations. Just consider this was the condition in the world that caused God to destroy the world by a flood. In fact, Pastor, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 7, Genesis 6, 5 through 7, ladies and gentlemen, captures this clearly as to what God is talking about. A heart that deceiveth wicked imagination. It's talking about wicked schemes. And before the flood, the thought and intent was on wickedness 24/7, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular. Pastor, read Genesis 6, 5 through 7.
Amen. Genesis 6 and 5 through 7 says here, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them."
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to connect in the brief time that we have to do so on this broadcast is to simply say that when God's word says a heart that deceiveth wicked imagination, that's what caused God to destroy the world with the flood, was because of the wicked imagination, the schemes that are carried out. And ladies and gentlemen, if you put that in the current scenario, I'm looking at an article that says, "New Biden scheme targeting Christian schools, officials warn us. Colleges and universities that are faith-based are being warned by a former Department of Education official that the Joe Biden administration, which has pursued transgenderism and abortion as two of its primary agenda points, could be coming after them. The Biden administration has moved aggressively against all Christians in several ways, trying to force doctors and nurses of faith, as well as faith-based institutions, to do the body mutilations, transgender surgeries, as well as abortions." And it goes on to say that the writer of this article says that Trump changes were to protect religious institutions from accrediting agencies and others who wanted to force them to adopt curriculum that violated their faith. He warned that Biden now wants to move those protections because these issues bleed into their priorities regarding gender identity and the rights of transgender students and individuals. The result of Biden's move against religious schools could be their disqualification from participating in federal student loans and other programs. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, Biden is scheming to undermine and tear down and destroy Christian colleges, Christian schools, Christian universities, and say that unless they embrace the queerism, as it's called, unless they embrace the transgenderism, unless they embrace all of the teachings under the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, that they will take away their rights and privileges to get federal loans and grants for their students. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been in the work making now for some 20, 25 years, and it's about to break through and be on the horizon as an actual event taking place in society today. Pastor, when we talk about these schemes, wicked schemes, I don't know anything that comes to mind any faster than the Biden administration and the scheming. I believe the Biden administration and the Biden cabal invest 24/7 and thinking about how can we next modify, how can we next modulate, how can we next change society to destroy the morals, the ethics, and the values in our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, God hates it. The scripture says God hates pride, lying, and wicked schemes. The seven things that the Bible clearly says God hates. In fact, in that text, it's very clear. It doesn't beat around the bush. It says that God hates it.
Amen.
And
amen.
Pastor, I'm simply passionate about it because it seems like we live in a society today where sin is viewed as just willy-nilly. Sin is viewed as something that, well, God will just have to understand. Sin is looked at on the basis that, well, that's me, that's my life, that's the way I'm going to live it, and I understand that God loves me anyway. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that God hates sin, and identifying in these seven sins, I believe, is an umbrella for all sin. And in just a moment, we're going to look at Ephesians 6, verses 9 and 10, and it lists those that will be on what I call the no-fly list. I fly away, O glory. Well, not that's a name of a good
Amen.
Song.
Amen.
I fly away, O glory. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, it will list, and we'll look at it in just a moment. Those who will not go to, in fact, Pastor, go ahead and look that up. In 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 9 and 10. It is a couplet with several other texts in the scripture that gives us a whole list of those that will not go to heaven.
Amen. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. You know, and I think that's the biggest problem with the whole world today. Scheming.
Demonic deception.
And deceiving. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. He said, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, mm-hmm. nor abusers of themselves with mankind, mm-hmm. nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Now, that speaks very clear to me, Dr. Youngblood. You know, again, and we were talking about this at the beginning of the broadcast before we came on the air, about the schemes in society when we consider this president, how he's trying to legalize marijuana, mm-hmm. and he's drawing some of these, I don't know whether we can even call them pastors or not, because we talked about one in particular before we came on, and how this person has such an influence in the black church, can I put it that way?
Yeah.
Till he's had so many people following him, and they trust and believe in him because he's been a upstanding person, you know, in the area of the church, mm-hmm. The religious world.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's embraced what this president said about marijuana being a cash crop for the church, and how the church family is so dumb, you know, to the culture. They need to change. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to get over in this area so that we can take advantage of the financial, that big windfall, I guess, that cash that's supposed to come from that area, if we get over there, that can help the church in whatever areas we need as far as the finances.
So what you're saying, let's clarify it for our listeners. You're saying that there's a prominent pastor that is saying that the church should embrace growing marijuana, selling marijuana, using marijuana, because of the money that'll bring into the church.
Amen.
Am I hearing that right?
Amen. Amen. But Dr. Youngblood, the scripture doesn't tell us that.
That's right. That's some wicked scheming.
When we go to Malachi, God said, bring ye the tithes into the storehouse,
mm-hmm.
and he tells you why, that there may be meat in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we look at the reason why we're not being blessed, perhaps we're robbing God.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And that's the reason why our churches are not being blessed. But we need to get back to what the scripture says. Now, I got one verse of scripture here coming from Psalm chapter 7, verse number 11. Listen at this one. It says, God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So can God hate? Yes, he can. But even his hatred is righteous.
That's right.
Because he's got a right not to agree with us when we have abandoned him and left him out of everything.
Absolutely.
And now we have started embracing sin and a sinful lifestyle, when from day one, when we go back to the book of Genesis, when he created man and put him in the Garden of Eden, he gave him the best of the best.
That's right.
But man chose by pride, and we talked about mm-hmm. that in the beginning, mm-hmm. not to follow God. He omitted God out of his plans, and he adopted his own plans. Instead of enjoying fellowship with God, mm-hmm. he wanted to be like God.
That's right.
And he didn't know he was already like that, because God had already made him in his own image.
That's right.
So what else do we need?
In fact, when you go back to Genesis 3, you find the first element of pride. Yea, hath God said.
Amen.
Challenging and questioning the veracity and the goodness and the greatness, the sovereignty of God.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. In Proverbs 6, verse 16 through 19, God's word lists seven things that God hates. It says it's an abomination. It means it's a stench in the nostrils of God. A proud look, that's pride. A lying tongue, that's telling lies. And, Pastor, let me just do a little footnote on that, going back to that again. Maybe somebody's listening and say, well, you know, I remember one time I told a lie. It's not talking about, did you ever tell a lie? If anybody says, I've never told a lie, we need to preach on lying.
Amen.
but it's talking about those that are habitual liars, that cannot stand and tell the truth. They've got their way of life, their modus operandi is lying, deceitfulness. And I believe we could put the entire loose, lax, lost liberals on the left in Washington in that category and many others. But ladies and gentlemen, it's talking about pride and lying and murder and wicked schemes. And then the fifth thing is, Pastor, in Proverbs 6, verse 16 through 19, feet that carry out evil plans. And I simply say, things in organizations like BLM, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Joe Biden, and the administration. It's the feet that carry out that evil plan, and they, in their own imagination, they determine how they want to direct America, where they're going, and then they carry it out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough to have in your cogitations, if you will, some thoughts about evil, wicked. That's bad. It's sin. But it's bad enough to do that. But then to put feet to that and carry it out is what we see taking place in the LGBTQ agenda. They're forcing churches. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says freedom of religion in America now exists only for the bold. The article states, the Bible passage is no longer appropriate in modern society. Citing verses results in charge for threatening and abusive speech. In a case against a street preacher charged with speech condemning homosexuality, a government prosecutor in England argued that Bible passages are simply no longer appropriate for modern society. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the seven things that God hates. Number one is pride. Two is lying. Three is murder. Four is wicked schemes. Five, feet that carry out the evil plan. Six, a false witness that speaketh lies, that is telling lies again. Sounds like Adam Schiff, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds like AOC.
Amen.
Sounds like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and many others. But the seventh one that we need to end on today, ladies and gentlemen. Number seven, he that soweth discord among the brethren. Now, Pastor, it's a very, very clear thing. It talks about six things, six sins that God hates, but then it says, and he, that's speaking individually, personally, about a person, an individual, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. That is one in the church, among the brethren, that constantly sow seed, constantly gets on the telephone with gossip, constantly causing discord, constantly causing an unrest among the brethren. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is God hates sin. God hates that unconfessed sin, and God will send a multitude to hell as a result of unconfessed sin.
Amen.
I put on our marquee out there several years ago that the homosexual is going to die and go to hell. And that is true unless he confesses his sin. And ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're listening today and you say, well, I've done several of those things. I've done all of those things. The answer to that is saying, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I'm on my way to a devil's hell. I confess my sin, ask you to forgive me my sins, come into my heart and save me. Help me to live for you because you died for me. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the answer to the list of the seven things that God hates. Yes, God loves us. Yes, God cares. Yes, God can condemn. Yes, God does condemn. But God hates sin. He loves us, but he hates the sin.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.